This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Hey, it's Donegan again, being a nudge. This season's drive is called Please Assist Us in Transmission. It's named after a cool song often heard around the station. But it could just as easily be called the pledge drive to end all pledge drives. Because if we can welcome enough monthly sustaining supporters, WGXE will be able to put a stop to on-air fundraising. Like this. The result? More music, more local news and interviews, and more innovative programming. And we're almost there financially, so we'll just need a little bit of your help. Did you know that you can become a sustaining monthly supporter for as little as 35 cents a day? You'll be making sure that Twin County-centered radio is on the airwaves and your donation is tax-deductible. I not only host the Playing Favorite show on WGXE, but I'm also a sustaining monthly supporter. I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do. Just log on to the WGXE.org/donate website and tap the donate button on the top right of the screen. Your ears will thank you, and so will I. Just want to thank Brian in Hollowville for their generous gift of sustaining support. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
WGXE underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
McCaslin, welcome to the Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1973, Volume 2 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. The second part of our look at the less remembered one hit wonders of 1973 includes Loud and Wainwright III and the theme to a canceled comedian show, and some more testing of the audience's patience with multiple covers of Lou Reed and Vicki Lawrence. Now let's get into Geek Speak. Starting with an update in the evolving fight over AI art, the Wall Street Journal reports that in the case of graphic novel Zyra of the Dawn, the U.S. Copyright Office ruled that while comic books created through AI programs can receive a registration, individual AI-generated images cannot be granted protection. The next battle will likely be a lawsuit on behalf of artist plaintiffs filed in Northern California District of the U.S. District Court against Stability AI, DeviantArt, and Midjourney over alleged infringement of artist copyright via use of Stable Diffusion, an AI the lawsuit claims uses billions of copyrighted images. It ain't just the Yank Awards shows who seem to continuously step in it, as the recent BAFTAs were hit with hashtag BAFTAsSoWhite due to the lack of non-white winners, illustrated best by a picture of the recipients where the only black performer on stage was co-host Alison Hammond. On top of this, actor Phil Davis publicly tweeted his resignation due to both curtail and acceptance speeches for filler interviews and the omission of beloved institution Bernard Cribbins, a past BAFTA film nominee, from the In Memoriam segment. A tweet saying he'll be considered for inclusion in the TV Awards segment received a strong rebuke from Russell T. Davis. Feel that TMZ isn't sleazy enough and could use some more politics? Then the New York Post has you covered, making a deal with Asylum Entertainment Group to adapt its stories into documentary films and docuseries. This comes on the heels of similar deals between the New York Times and FX Hulu and the Washington Post with Imagine Entertainment. And in this segment, with a warning, the conflict over beliefs espoused by the most famous boy wizard's creator could heat up in the future. Giant Freakin' Robot reports the success of Harry Potter prequel game Hogwarts Legacy has led Warner's Discovery to begin developing a series adaptation. The game has been the target of boycotts and hijacked streams in protest of She Who Shall Not Be Named's continued radical anti-trans activism. And that's what it is. There's a not-so-fine line between espousing one's views and financially supporting, advocating for services and laws that infringe on trans rights as JKR does. So I'm sorry, so sorry, Potter kids, I really do feel you, but this wizarding war is going to get uglier. Let's get some levity into this safe space. With a one-hitter produced by music interview collage parodyist Dickie Goodman, here's John and Ernest telling of the day Superfly meets Shaft.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. Superfly is missing. We now take you to our on-the-spot reporter.
I have several witnesses here with me. Sir, when was the last time you saw Superfly?
It was the 3rd of September.
And you, sir, can you describe the suit Superfly was wearing?
Red, yellow, black, white, and brown.
And you, sir, who was the last person Superfly was seen with?
Mrs. Jones.
If we need you for any further information, can we call you?
Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
We take you now to Washington.
We're here at the White House. The president has an important announcement regarding Superfly. Mr. President, what seems to be the problem?
I got ants in my pants and I need to dance.
Just arriving at the White House is the man that will risk his neck for brother man. Chair, now that the president has called you into the case, what will you be doing?
Chasing women and drinking.
Mr. President, what is your opinion of Chair?
This cat Chair is a man.
Shut your mouth.
I see the president and Chair have gone into the White House.
What they do?
Mr. President, what are you and Chair doing in there?
Holding hands, making all kinds.
Mr. President, why are you holding hands with Shaft?
I've
just been handed a bulletin. Superfly was last seen. We take you back to our on-the-spot reporter.
I'm here with Freddy, who we believe knows the whereabouts of Superfly. Excuse me, Freddy.
Ah! Wait a minute. What happened?
It is dead.
Freddy's dead.
That's what I said.
Oh, well. I have several other witnesses. Do you know where Superfly is?
We know, they know, and you know and I know.
I don't know. How do you know?
Your best friend wrote and told me.
And just who is my best friend?
Superfly.
Hit it. You feel good? Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Now take him up, Fred.
We gotta take you high.
That was Fred Wesley and the JBs Doing It to Death, which peaked at number 22 on the July 14th Billboard chart, before which was Superfly Meets Shaft by John and Ernest, going to number 31 on May 26, 1973. How the second Iger era of Disney will deal with the rising costs, dwindling returns, and criticisms of glut in the market with Marvel have been revealed. Following the CEO's comment about better curating expensive content and Kevin Feige's talk in Entertainment Weekly of slowing down and spreading out the Disney Plus series, THR's sources indicate the only sure bets of the 4 to 5 live-action shows originally slated this year are Secret Invasion and Loki Season 2, though I predict either the Panther-connected Ironheart or Daredevil-setting Echo could make the cut as well. Projects in development like the rumored Nova and Nothing Heard On in a While 10 Rings will likely be pushed back. Back in that Entertainment Weekly piece, Feige also promised a more episodic and less serialized approach in the future, starting with Daredevil. While I don't want to be a simp for Marvel, Overwork can excuse the FX issues of She-Hulk but not the botched ending, and the post-credits being used to introduce major new characters definitely needs to end. Frankly, it only worked with Charlize as Clea, and don't get me started on Blade being voice only in Eternals. Really, what were you thinking? I shouldn't have to explain to my roommate that's who was talking to Jon Snow. Where was I? Not taking another punch at former boss Chopek, but it's a solid fact that one of his biggest mistakes was making the entire company beholden to the streaming arm, so I don't think it's a stretch to imagine Marvel were pressured to rush out shows they would have otherwise taken more time with, and maybe something that should have been a movie instead, like Ms. Marvel. Speaking of spacing out in several ways, the coming together of the Marvels has been pushed back. The Captain Marvel sequel has been pushed from May to November. The latest attempt to make Haunted Mansion a thing in cinema has taken the original slot. The rap says this is to give it more post-production time, and given the lambasting of the FX quality in Quantumania, I can believe that. But there's worry this might impact next animated canon installment, Wish, as some think Wakanda Forever did with Strange World, and we'll also see it competing with Dune Part 2. Scooper Casey Walsh claims Marvel has set a trio of sequels on their internal calendar, the already promised Shang-Chi, the already rumored Eternals 2, but also a third adventure for Doctor Strange. Subsequently, the holder of the Ten Rings, Simu Liu, indicated his next appearance will involve other heroes, which could just be in addition to a solo sequel, and brings me to the edge of predicting that appearance, and possibly Strange's, could be in a Midnight Suns movie. It's also been confirmed by Marvel and Sony that what was all but a certainty is certain, Peter Parker will swing back on the screens in a fourth Spider-Man installment. Start your guessing on who they'll be playing, as it was announced Steven Yeun will play a mystery role in Thunderbolts, hopefully not involving bats, and the Crown's Emma Corrin is the villain for Deadpool and his new best buddy Logan to face. Meanwhile, it's a matter of when, not who as, Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen will return. The former teasing he and his bestie aren't done with their second most iconic roles as Xavier and Magneto. The Fist of Doom will strike again, discussing film breaking that a new Hellboy film is on the way. Helmed by Crank and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance director Brian Taylor, the standalone film will adapt the Crooked Man story with a script by creator Mike Mignola. Closing out the first half, this set begins with folk and blues legend Loudon Wainwright III's soul top 40 hit, the eye-watering in several ways lament about a dead sky.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car, the skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road, stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1973, Part 2 on WGXC continues. The prior set began with the March 31st Billboard Charts number 16 spot filler, Dead Skunk by Loud and Wainwright III. That was followed by Back When My Hair Was Short by Gun Hill Road, tiptoeing in at number 40 on June 2nd. We ended with a song that became very familiar through an instant classic teens cable comedy that doesn't get talked about much more because of matters. But on August 25th, 1973, Brother Louie by Stories made it to the peak of number 1. Must not speculate this is a response to a certain controversially disappointing fantasy show from last year. Must not speculate this is a response to a certain controversially disappointing fantasy show from last year, but I just did. Hollywood Reporter broke that during an investor call, Warner's Discovery announced a multi-year deal with rights holder Embracer Group AB has been made to develop new cinematic journeys to the world of Middle-earth. Other than a promise not to retread the classic Rings trilogy, little is known other than animated film The War of the Rohirrim, part of my Tolkien, is still on track for release next year. But unlike that series we're not talking about, the architects of that iconic trilogy aren't getting ghosted. A joint statement to Deadline from Peter Jackson that he and creative partners Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens are in the loop as this develops. Another Dragonfield fantasy realm is making the transition to live action. Variety breaking that How to Train Your Dragon will get a live remake in 2025 with original writer-director Dean DuBois back in the seat. Now, to shift my tone, this is your fault, Hate Watchers. You did this. You voted Velma. The worst thing to come out of Scooby-Doo since Flim Flam is getting a second season. Oh, but heaven forbid we ever get a Gorillaz movie. Damon Albarn recently announced the virtual band's planned Netflix movie is dead thanks to the streamer's cutbacks and the exec who championed it leaving for greener pastures. Okay, back to the positive. Bill Watterson is returning to publishing. Simon & Schuster announced the Calvin and Hobbes creators teaming with caricaturist John Kost for grown-up fable The Mysteries, set for release this October. Now let's pivot into things less child-friendly with some quick horror updates. In the category of duh, of course, HBO made it official that Last of Us Season 2 will happen. Also not surprisingly, AMC handed a second season order for Mayfair Witches, which despite softer reviews from critics has outperformed sister series Interview with a Vampire. Producer Mark Johnson also told Collider three more series in the Anne Rice Immortal universe are in development. The Dexterverse is also expanding, as in addition to another chapter of New Blood, two prequels are on the way. Origins, following the Killer of Killers as he leaves college to begin his path, and an untitled series going into the origins of John Lithgow's Trinity Killer. Also getting the origin treatment is a town that spawned the Losers Club. TV Line Report and HBO Max has given the go for Welcome to Derry, a prequel to Stephen King's It. Over in film, Bloody Disgusting broke that original Friday the 13th director Sean S. Cunningham will be doing his own reboot of the best Halloween ripoff ever. Writer Jeff Walker saying they hope to come to an agreement with those behind Brian Fuller's Crystal Lake series reboot to share the characters and setting, but have contingency plans if they can't. He also said they're working on a reimagining of Cunningham's cult favorite horror comedy, House. Composer Michael Giacchino is moving into director's chair, Deadline breaking that the Oscar winner will make his directorial debut on a remake of 1954's Them, aka the only truly good giant insect movie. Then in an interview with Vanity Fair for Magic Mike's Last Dance, Channing Tatum casually dropped his company Free Association has secured the rights to remake Ghost, the 1990 supernatural romance starring Patrick Swayze that got Whoopi Goldberg her Sorry for Not Giving This to You for the Color Purple Oscar. The real challenge will be making those scenes of shadow demons dragging people to hell as scary as they were in the original. Greg Nicotero is going to try to succeed where Michael Mann, through little fault of his own, mind you, failed. The Creepshow and Walking Dead producer announced on Twitter he's helming a new adaptation of the F. Paul Wilson World War II horror fantasy The Keep, previously adapted in 1984 by the future Manhunter and Heat auteur, and more or less disowned due to the difficult production and final cut being taken away from him. What could get horror fans to give Eli Roth the time of day again? Oh right, finally make Thanksgiving. THR broke the Hostel director is finally turning his classic slasher foe trailer from Tarantino Rodriguez's Grindhouse into a full movie. We'll end with the greatest thing to come out of Creepypasta since the SCP Foundation. The similarly ever-expanding world of the Backrooms is getting a film treatment that, well, it's gotta be better than Slender. Deadline reports Kane Parsons will turn his YouTube short about the terrifying dimension made up of liminally creepy and deadly spaces into a feature with DMZ adapter Roberto Bettino. A24 among several suitors for the 17-year-old Wonder Quinn's feature debut. Our first set of covers begins with Dave Stewart, joined by Vanessa Paradis and the man himself, Lou Reed, covering Walk on the Wild Side live.
Holla came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Ducked about it along the way. Then he shaved his legs, honey, he was a she that said, you take a walk on the wild side. Hey, babe, you take a walk on the wild side. Hey, chooch. Louder, Chris. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she's given good head, she says, you take a walk on the wild side. I says, hey, babe, you take a walk on the wild side. And the girls go, doo. Joe never once gave it away. Everybody they had to pay and pay. Well, a hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, babe, you take a walk on the wild side. Hey, baby, you come, you take a walk on the wild side. Play guitar, Dave. Sugar Plum Fairy, well, he came and he hit the street, looking for soul food and somebody to meet. He went down to the Apollo. You should have seen that motherfucker go, go, go. They said, hey, babe, you take a walk on the wild side. Hey, hey, babe, you take a walk on the wild side. Is that right? Jackie, she is just speeding away. Thought that she's Jimmy Dean for a day. Then you know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. You take a walk on the wild side. You take a walk on the wild side. And the girls, they go. We'll be right back.
That was Iron Maiden's cover of Focus's Hocus Pocus, the Yodel Metal classic going to number 9 on June 2nd, 1973. For that, Peter Schofield and New Canadians' contemporary cover of The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, the first version by Vicki Lawrence hitting the number 1 spot like a bullet on April 7th. It started with Dave Stewart, Vanessa Prattis, and Lou Reed's live cover of The Last Walk on the Wild Side, which sauntered to number 16 on April 28th. For the final set, we begin with another account of that night in Georgia by Upchurch.
This is Kalani on the beat.
I'm the outlaw, baby, trust two people and my pistol. If you asking about some drama, I know nothing, I ain't snitching. Use my pen as a missile, do a track like it's Bristol. Tetris rap, gold chain, platinum truck, precious crystal. Got the hustle when I float, I'm embodying the Memphis. Bill Street in the 50s on some BB King and Elvis. Everybody hating now, cause the past is my apprentice. I ain't with all that division, spilling out the television. Everybody down south, hopping in about the business. We don't do no politicking when it comes to our complexion. We never stay. Chewing up the competition, cause they awesome hubba bubba. We making hip hop, babies give the microphone a rubber. Yeah, the singles made me single, even back when I was younger. Had the caddy jam back, full of college girls in Knoxville. Yeah, keys to the cut, locksmith, motherfucker. Leave my car running at the Exxon, no trouble. Yeah, it's lonely at the top, get respected at the bottom. Some people write songs, give me chisels for the column. So dope, you know I gotta keep my own lines. Got Illuminati, try to get you if you're true. Tell partner. Killing psycho with the weird lyrics sitting in your rear mirror. Look back and they crash because they scared to see a real winner. Ayy, blue collar, blue suede, rolling deep, my circle looking like Cascade. Southern accent, accidentally serenade your bae. I got barbecue, shawty's thicker than the Everglades. Ayy, neon in my veins, y'all. Murder tracks, no John Walsh. I got sneeze on beats and sling you rappers like a rag doll. Damn, I need a rag doll. I am what they can't solve. Got power in the game, now watch me cut these haters' lights off.
gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wardlow said hello. He said, hi, what's new? And Wolf said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos Ward said. Well, he got mad, and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head. To tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his hands. Walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. My brother thought his wife must have left town. So he went home and he finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was his gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came across some tracks too big for Andy to make. Looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood. My brother started to shake. The Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A tattooed sheriff grabbed his gun and said, what you do? The judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. The judge in the town's got blood stains on his hand. They hung my brother before I could say the tracks that he saw while on his way. Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his chief wife, she never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. This little brother don't miss when he aims his gun.
The final set in One Hitters 1973 Part 2 began with Upchurch's cover of The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, followed by Conga's cover of Timmy Thomas's Why Can't We Live Together, which peaked at number 3 on February 10th. We ended with Bitter Apathy's gender flip accounting of The Night the Lights Went Out. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks, so stay safe as we go out with the DJS remix of Walk on the Wild Side.
Everybody's darling, but she never lost her head.